Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for boarding Travel Adventure Airlines. We are about to take off on a brand new podcast. We hope that you enjoy learning traveling tips today. Enjoy the podcast.
Someone give me a refill of coffee.
Hello, podcast listeners. Thanks so much for listening to the Travel Adventures podcast. I know it's been a couple weeks since there has been a new podcast, so hopefully you've enjoyed listening to some older ones or you found something else to listen to. Either way, that works out good. But I just wanted to let you know that there will be only about two podcasts for the month of July, this one and one other one later in the month, and then we'll figure out a new routine, new schedule for the rest of the year starting in August. Also in August, there is going to be a name change. I haven't decided if the podcast is going to change its name yet or not, but the YouTube channel, Instagram, other places you follow me, there will be a name change. So be on the lookout for that. If you have any ideas of what you think the name is going to be, you can call me in on Anchor or you can leave a comment in Instagram telling you me what you think the name will be. But there will be a name change. We decided, my brother and I, he does all my videos, puts them all together. We've been talking about just how to make it, make the channel a little bit easier for both of us to work with. We thought it was going to be easy to go all travel focus, and we found that this isn't working as well as we had thought, not the exact idea we wanted to do. So we're going to play around with that a little bit. The content you're going to get here on the podcast is still mainly going to remain travel oriented, especially talking about like places that we've been, places that I've gone, trips that I've done in the past, upcoming trips, things like that. And travel tips, so forth. But there might be a little more history tossed in, just some more, you know, casual talking about things, not so scripted as I've been doing in the past. But yeah, so things are going to change to be a little bit different, hopefully more interesting. So if you have any comments, ideas, suggestions, again, you call me in here on Anchor or go over to Instagram. You can DM me, tell me what you think, and be on the lookout for that. But make sure you go, if you want to follow me on Instagram, go ahead and get over there. Follow me at Travel Adventures with Amy, because in the next couple weeks it will change. That probably will be the first thing to change. That and then YouTube and Anchor will be the last, most likely, to change the name. So be on the lookout for that. It's going to be fun. It's a more creative name, I think, if that gives you any hints. Not much of a hint, I know. There's lots of names out there. But I would love to hear what your guesses are. Maybe we'll do a quiz on Instagram, see if anybody can guess what the name has to do with or anything like that. We might do a quiz leading up to it. But that's all I have to say about that. Now, let's get into today's podcast. All right, so today's topic for the podcast is tips for traveling abroad. Whether you've traveled abroad many times or you're planning your first trip out of the country, there are some things you just need to consider that makes, we'll get to what I want to say, but there's just some things you need to consider, and so, not even sure which of these, I have some thoughts scribbled down trying to decide which one to go with. Let's start with something understandable, relatable, is don't overpack. When you're going on a trip, you truly do not need to overpack. Unless you're going to like the Amazon in Brazil or to a more remote area in Asia or Africa or the Pacific, you can really buy anything that you're going to need if you forget something, you know, wherever you go. Obviously, the exceptions are if you have allergic reaction to certain chemicals or certain foods you can and cannot eat. Obviously, those things, but I'm talking about like clothes and some simple things, those things you can, you know, buy yourself a souvenir shirt and, you know, don't pack 15,000 shirts. Just, you know, you don't need 20 pairs of shoes. You don't need, you know, if your pair of shoes breaks, you can find a new pair of shoes. Yes, maybe you'll have to spend a little bit, but how often do shoes fall apart? I mean, I've never had a pair of shoes fall apart on a trip and I've, I've been in a country for a year, and I never had any problems. I wore the same shoes there that I wore back. So for the most part, you're not going to run into issues where you have problems like that. So just don't overpack. Don't weigh your suitcase down so badly that you can't move, you can't get around. Just, you know, keep it simple. Keep it simple. The next thing I guess we'll go with, as I guess I'm going for the bottom of my written list, the top of it, is do some research. Before you travel, learn more about the country than just the popular tourist destinations. Learn about the people. Learn what is expected. Like, here's something you may not know. I teach, this is not the part you don't know, but I teach students in Asia, and in the country of Japan, you will be hard pressed to find a trash can. People, they do not eat on the streets. They do not eat really on the subways. Occasionally you might see things like this, but as a general rule, you do not see this. And so there are not the trash cans on the streets that we're used to here in like the United States, because you're not supposed to be eating on the streets. There's not supposed to happen. And so when you're eating, you eat something or you have some trash you want to get rid of, you cannot find a trash can. So knowing these simple things, so you're prepared, like, okay, I'm going to need like an extra bag to toss my trash in maybe, or I'm going to need to make sure I get rid of things in the restaurant and not carry it with me. It's just simple things like that you need to know. Also in, I don't know about how many countries that this is the case in, but I do know it is in Japan, that tipping like we do here in the U.S. is not common like at all. I don't think it really happens. And so it's considered actually an insult. The waiters and waitresses, they're insulted when you leave a tip on the table. It's like, you know, they didn't do good. And so you're needing to tip them to encourage them to do better. And so it's seen as an insult. And so you don't want to be that person that's, you know, dropping your trash in the ground or leaving a tip when that's not, you know. Here in the U.S., we can't, but we want to be nice. We want to help. This is what we do. But you don't do that in another country sometimes. So getting to know those things. There's plenty of YouTubers out there or people who have lived in a country, expats, that you can learn things from. So do some research. Learn a little bit about the culture of the country you're going to. Don't just assume that everyone does it the way you do it. I mean, and this is whether you're coming from the United States, from Europe, from South America, wherever you're from, don't assume that everyone does it the same way you do, or that the same conveniences you have in your home country will be in a foreign country, because, you know, things are different. That's why we travel, is because we want to experience the uniqueness and the differences in different countries. But some things we need to know ahead of time. Things like, can I get rid of my trash, and tipping. You do not want to insult. So learn about those things. So we have don't overpack and do some research. Learn about cultural norms. That's the main thing. Another thing that I've not really seen this, but I've heard it happens. Maybe it's happening less now. I hope it is. As an English teacher, I work with students who some of them are fluent, very fluent in English, just needing a little bit of help to brush up and fix their accent or things like this. And others are beginners, whether they're kids or adults, they're beginning. They're just learning English. And so something that, you know, we run into sometimes maybe is someone who, you know, we're in a country, we want to talk to someone, we need to ask for directions, and they don't understand what we say. Talking louder at them and gesturing is not going to help you. It makes you look very foolish. And it's a little bit insulting, I would assume, to the person you're talking to. Like, I would feel insulted. You don't do that. Like, if someone came walking up to me speaking in German, asking me, trying to ask me something, I wouldn't understand. Now, if I explain to them that I speak only in English, then with their accent, I'm still struggling a bit, and they start to yell at me, I'm going to turn and walk away, because I can't understand you. You're now being a little bit, it would seem, aggressive, and I'm not interested in helping. So think of it from that perspective when you're in another country. The person may not want to deal with you. Actually, there was a case. in Japan. I forget what garden it was. There's a special garden where you have to pay so much to enter. Well, this person, the gentleman who was working at the garden, he did not speak English very well, or he didn't speak well, whichever language it was, that he was dealing with foreign visitors. And so because of this, he would just let them go in for free. He didn't want to deal with them. He didn't want to deal with the problem of trying to communicate. Maybe he'd had a bad experience, somebody yelling at him. And so he felt threatened or very uncomfortable. And so he chose not to charge them. Well, he was found out. And so he's had to pay, I believe, if I remember the report correctly, I'd have to go back and find it. But I believe he was having to pay back all the money that he had not charged these people. And it was a huge amount of money for not charging them to enter. I'm pretty sure it's a garden. And so that's something we you know, as a visitor to another country, we don't want to put someone in that position. We're the ones coming to visit. And if we have chosen not to learn, say, Japanese or Portuguese or whatever language the country we're going to, and we've decided to go it alone, we don't need a tour guide, we're just going to go make it happen. And then, you know, we put people in awkward situations just thinking, hey, I'll figure this out. But you know, realizing you are putting them in a bad position too. Maybe you've got this confidence and that's terrific, but you put them in a bad spot. So we've got to be careful how we handle things, and make sure we speak politely. So let me see if I can try to give you an example here real quick. If I'm saying something very quickly, like I'm looking, I can only think of New York at the moment. So just using New York as an example and pretend there's someone who speaks different language there. So like if I'm trying to ask someone in New York City, where is the bus terminal? I need to find the bus terminal that goes to Times Square. Okay, so if I'm saying that very quickly to someone who does not speak English or who just, you know, doesn't speak English well, then they're like, what? What? And so if I say it louder, where's the bus terminal? I need to get to the bus terminal. Where is the bus terminal? I need to get to Times Square. They're not going to understand me. And I'm not being as loud as I could trying to ask this. Make it simple. If you're trying to ask someone where something is in another country, they've responded. You ask them, do you speak English? They respond yes. Then politely, simply, and slowly ask where something is at. So for example, I need to know where the bus stop is. So I would say, not where's the nearest bus station, or not that this long, elaborate sentence, but where is the bus stop? And then they might ask you, well, where do you want to go? Or they might ask you for more information. Then give them more information, like to Times Square. But don't push it all out there right at once. Break it down a little bit, make it, smaller, simpler sentences so they can be understood. Because, we mistakenly think that someone, we're looking at them and they responded to us in English. So we think, oh, they understand. So I can say this really fast. I can get on my way. And then we're frustrated because, well, they didn't understand. Well, that's our fault. We assumed. And we're going to talk more about assuming in the next part of the podcast. All right, so talking about assumptions, there's a lot of different areas we can go with this, but let's start with this one. Don't assume that just because you're a tourist, you can take a picture wherever you want and people will be okay with this. So before I went to New York City in January, I tried to do some research about New York City, learning the do's and the don'ts, just trying to get some ideas, some things just to be aware of so that I, the small town girl, didn't have people upset with me in New York City. So, I knew walk fast, stay up with the pace, keep moving. But what I also, I kind of knew this, but it was reinforced, is don't stop in the middle of the sidewalk to take a picture. I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Well, I had some situations where I wanted to take pictures, so I got up against the wall of a building so I could take my photo. or just so that I could be on my way so I could get my camera set the way I wanted to, then, you know, wait for it to kind of clear, then I would step back out and take the photo. Or to check my GPS to figure out where I was going, because I got lost a few times. And my GPS, I said it the wrong way, so boom. Errors when you're traveling. But I went and I looked at, I had to look at my GPS so I would stay up against the wall and not be in the middle of traffic. So there's things you have to know about a city or about a place just so you don't impede traffic, so you don't cause problems. So something, I recently read that in Rome, at the Trevi Fountain or at other fountains in Rome, the security or police are having to go around and tell people to get out of the fountains. People, why are you stepping in the fountains? Now, I don't know if these are American tourists, if these are Italian tourists. I don't know who these tourists are. But why are you there? Why? And also, they're having people, especially in Rome, in this one city, I forget the city's name now. Read the article, and I forgot. But people are just sitting on these famous steps, and they're eating lunch. Well, that leaves a mess, then it has to be cleaned up. So don't assume that just because, well, hey, this is a beautiful spot, I want to sit here and eat. Don't assume that you can do that. You know, be respectful and mindful that, you know, people want to walk there. Or maybe they just want to come and sit and enjoy the sunset, the sunrise, you know, the atmosphere, without, you know, birds diving in trying to get your food or whatnot. Just, you know, be respectful and don't assume that just because it looks like a great spot to do that, that you can do that. Especially waiting in the fountains, like, people, what are you thinking? Don't do that. Don't do that. Especially whether if you're like trying to get a great Instagram photo or, you know, whatever, find something original. Someone has already gotten into that fountain and taken a picture. Do something different. And don't offend people by getting into the fountain. A good source of a, you know, good phrase to remember is when in doubt, if you're doubtful that someone would appreciate you doing that, don't do it. Like climbing on statues. Don't do it. Don't assume that's okay to do. Just, you know, use a little bit of common sense. Some of the things I looked up here real quick is do not assume that the country you're visiting is more dangerous than your own. Now, people in Japan, they have asked me, is it safe to live in America? Now, my thought is, of course it is. Me going to Japan and riding these high speed Shinkansen, I think I said that right, Shinkansen trains, that sounds far more dangerous than me driving my car in the United States, because I'm not in control. So I for me, it seems more, you know, but I understand how people can see that is, you hear all these reports of shootings and robberies and things in the United States, you know, other people, you know, other countries are going to be like, well, why are you looking at us as we're dangerous? Especially if you go into like a third world country or a more of a developing type country, you know, people might be offended if you act like, oh, this is so dangerous. I've got my anti-theft stuff on and I'm afraid of pickpockets and all this stuff. Just, you know, be mindful. Don't assume that, you know, it's a really, really dangerous country. Be mindful of your surroundings. Of course, be mindful of where your things are. Of course, you don't be ignorant. But at least don't voice your assumption that you think the country you're in is more dangerous than where you live. That's just not a good idea. So please don't do that. Also, be very careful about this. I dealt with this a tiny bit in Africa where people would see me taking a photo and they would think that they were in the photo. I wasn't even pointing the photo at the camera at them, but they assumed because I was standing there, you know, whatever, they thought perhaps that they were in the photo. And so they wanted me to pay them. I'm like, no, I'm not going to pay you. I was taking a photo of a building. If you happen to walk in front of it, that's not my problem. But do not, you know, you just don't assume, you know, be very careful about how you take pictures, where you take pictures, because some people may want you to pay them for that photo, or they might be insulted that you took their photo. Some cultures are still, there's, you know, just this thing about photos and so forth. They don't know how you're going to use the photo. You know, you may go home and you're probably going to crop everything out and just try to get the you and the background. But they don't know these things. They don't know what you're going to do with the photo. So don't assume that it's just okay to take photos everywhere. I believe in some countries, taking photos in restaurants is not allowed. You can take pictures down, on your food, but you're not allowed to, take a picture of you and all your friends in the restaurant because you might get someone else in the photo, and those people don't want to be seen in your photo. So just, be careful about things like that as well. Now, the last thing I wanted to talk about is always be polite. Always. Always be polite. And here's why I want to mention that. When I travel abroad, for example, I traveled to the country of Sierra Leone, West Africa, where, there have been a lot of other Europeans and North Americans who have traveled there. But not a whole lot. Some people, I was going to be their first experience with a person from North America, Western world. And so how I acted, how I treated them, how I spoke to them was going to set the standard for how they viewed any other Americans, any other Europeans, anyone who kind of looked like me. It was going to set the standard of what they expected those people to be like. So if I was rude and harsh and unkind, that was going to stick in their mind, and that was going to potentially be what they thought all Americans were like. So when I travel, as I'm an American, as an American, I am representing Americans when I travel. And so I try to be extremely polite because I don't know what the people I'm talking to, what kind of American they've dealt with before. Honestly, to be completely honest, I don't know if they've dealt with a rude American. I don't know if they've met with a condescending American, or if they've met with someone who's very, very kind and polite, like I'm trying to be. So there's been a couple events in my travels where I've met people who were very, very rude to me, and I didn't intentionally do anything that I know of, but learning about the culture in that country and people's opinions of Americans in that country, I realized that they weren't big fans of Americans because of past experience. So when you travel, be polite. Learn as much as you can in the language of the country you're going to at least say please and thank you. Smile. Do not, be rude when you're ordering and, really haughty and, hey, yay, get over here, I want to pay, or whatever. Just be very polite. Be a good representation of your fellow Americans so that we all can enjoy traveling abroad and we can know that, people are going to appreciate us visiting, not being upset. One thing I was told about when traveling to, I believe, France was that, the French people don't like these big, boisterous, American crowds. They come in and they're all loud and yeah, hey, what you doing, hey? And just lots of yelling and talking and being extremely loud and boisterous. It's just not appreciated. And so, you can have fun, but you can also try to fit in a little bit more and not just stand out as this really big rowdy crowd. And then if you're taking a bunch of teens somewhere, college students somewhere, this is going to be difficult. But if you're traveling with just your family, or you have some say over the group that you're traveling with, encourage them. Hey, we want to leave a good representation of our fellow countrymen. We want, when we come back, if we come back and we travel again, that people will appreciate seeing us and will not be like, oh no, it's those Americans again. So just, think it through, be polite, and it'll make your trip more enjoyable, and anyone else who travels after you, it'll make their trip more enjoyable. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I don't even know what kind of podcast to call this, but thank you so much for listening. If you made it all the way through, that is awesome. I do appreciate it. And please head on over to my Instagram channel. Let me know what you think of this podcast and other podcasts you've listened to. And tell me what you think of the new name for the podcast, YouTube channel, Instagram is going to be. I look forward to seeing some cool guesses on that. So have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next time on the next Mystery Name Podcast. Talk to you next time.